This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, March 14th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. Head Start is among federal programs slated for cuts if the House GOP gets its way. Adam Schaefer, education policy analyst at the Cato Institute, says Head Start truly fails to provide children a head start and should be a clear candidate for spending cuts.
The Republican budget slightly reduces spending on Head Start from current levels, about $1 billion reduction, and about $2 billion from what President Obama wants to spend on the program. And, you know, really they should be cutting more, because the latest study from the government on the program shows that it's completely ineffective long term. It has a year or two of impact on student performance, and it fades out completely. So it's an ineffective program we're spending billions of dollars on, billions of dollars we don't have. It's absolutely ripe for getting rid of.
Now, when you talk about impact of the program lasting for a couple of years, what does that mean?
Sure. Yeah. Kids are in the program and they get some temporary increase in their academic achievement while they're in the program, and a tiny bit for a year or so after that program ends. But we see it fades out very quickly. And after a few years, other studies have shown this too, there's no measurable difference between kids who have been in Head Start and who have not been in Head Start. In other words, it doesn't do anything for them. It's just a temporary blip. Maybe it's because they're actually doing tests in school or something. They're practicing it. But it doesn't have any life outcome impact on these children.
Head Start also competes in a lot of ways with education outside of the public sector that some young people might otherwise be in.
It's a great point. People forget that there are actual preschool programs in the private sector that do a great job. And when the government gets involved, oftentimes it promotes a less effective program or less effective organizations and drives out those more effective private providers. Preschool is one of the bastions of private schooling still. It's facing increasing competition from the government. But we've seen what has happened when the government gets a 90% monopoly in K-12. And that's the big problem that no one's really addressing, and Head Start certainly doesn't address, is these kids going into terrible K-12 schools. That's the big problem here. We need a school system that works for children, not an ineffective federal program for preschool.
Is there some benefit, arguably, from having a public sector program that provides, and I don't mean to be glib, but a babysitting service?
Well, a lot of people need childcare, but there's ways of addressing that need, and the federal government certainly shouldn't be doing it. There are state programs, state tax credit programs that can be used to encourage donations to low-income families so that they have the preschool options that they might need for work or for enriching their child's life. But this isn't certainly the role for the federal government. And it's been proven over and again with studies. And the latest one is a gold standard random assignment study like they use for testing drugs that showed it's ineffective. I can't think of any more definitive statement than that to say we're wasting billions of dollars. It's not about the kids. It's about the waste of money and the federal government doing something that it obviously can't do effectively and has no business doing in the first place.
Is there a measurable crowd-out effect for private services offered at that level?
There is. I don't know that Head Start in particular, that there's been studies on this, but we see when states in particular have been expanding preschool options that go along with Head Start and are sometimes related to them, they certainly crowd out and drive out of business preschools. And a lot of states are going towards universal preschools, so you know, middle and upper income families are covered by them as well. It's devastating to that community. We see that in K-12 as well. You know, it's hard to compete with free.
Who is making the argument for expanding these kinds of programs if something like Head Start has such low persistence? Is that the right term?
Right. It's generally referred to as a fade-out effect, right? You have a tiny little effect and then it just fades out. People have a hard time accepting that something can have an impact and then it just goes away. But we see that all the time in social science research. There's also evidence that, you know, in a common sense view that the earlier you intervene with a child, the better. And I agree, that's true. But this program isn't being effective at intervening and helping these poor kids later in life. And so we need to readjust what we're looking for. I think people just want it to be effective. It seems like it should be effective. Unfortunately, it's not effective.
Do some states have pre-K programs that work well, that are demonstrably better than what Head Start offers?
No, I've not seen any definitive evidence that any state preschool program is effective. When you look at the states that are leaders in expanding preschool access and coverage, they do not do better than other states. That's just a real rough gauge, but they certainly don't seem to be performing any better. Certainly doesn't seem to be any correlation with how much they've expanded their preschool options. And the actual scientific studies, which are the best gauge of this, demonstrate the same thing.
Adam Schaefer is an education policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.